Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets bounced back overnight, posting their biggest one-day gain in 2 months after financials surged 1.4% ahead of the release of the Federal Reserve's stress test results. The Dow rose 144 points, or 0.7%. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%, and the Nasdaq jumped 1.4%. Analysts expect several big banks to come out of the upcoming stress test with substantial increases in return to shareholders, potentially using cash reserves to pay out more than 100% of their profits. As a result, higher figures would also reflect banks' confidence in their own financial health. Europe's main markets fell after technology stocks in Europe slumped following weakness seen on Wall Street in the previous session. The German DAX fell 0.2%, the CAC slipped 0.1%, and the London FTSE dropped 0.6%. In currency markets, the euro was volatile to monetary policy comments. ECB President Mario Draghi said Tuesday, the threat of deflation is gone and reflationary forces are at play, sending the euro to a one-year high against the dollar. The currency pulled back from those levels on Wednesday, following Reuters' report that Draghi intended to signal tolerance for a period of weaker inflation, not an imminent monetary policy tightening. Base metals were mostly higher, with copper up 0.3%, nickel up 0.1%, zinc falling 0.5%, while aluminium was up 0.7%. Spot iron ore continued to climb to $62.33 per metric tonne. Gold futures edged slightly higher, up $2.20 to $1,249.10 an ounce. Oil prices saw a reasonable rise overnight after government data showed US gasoline stockpiles fell more than expected. WTI rose 50 cents or 1.1% to $44.74 a barrel, and Brent rose 1.5% to $47.34 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields continued their climb, up another 2 basis points to 2.22%. The VIX dropped back from a spike yesterday of 11 to trade near 10, and the Aussie dollar was stronger against the US dollar overnight, up 0.7% to 76.4 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.